Okay, let's again survey who are sopranos. Hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Altos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Tenors. 4.
Basses.
Stand up. Just sound the voice from top to bottom.
See if you can do it without a break.
That's good, yes. And the point of that is simply to find the point at which the voice is speaking the freest. And then let's do just a little bit of humming. NG. Exercise for agility. La 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 la. And you want to connect all the notes up, and particularly the bottom note to the top. La la. And the reason reason for doing that is then you only have a half step to go in going up a half step. Psalms for the Vespers. And we'll sing the antiphon first. Spiritus Domini, everybody. Horizontal epicemes. You want to then think about what the meaning of a horizontal epicema is, and it should be somewhat lengthened but not doubled. So we sang it with amply doubled notes. Sing it. Together, and it's a simple psalm tone, mode 8, and you see that the accented syllables are pointed in the text, so every time you have the accent, you do what's under the accent in the first line. Confitebo tibi Domine in toto corde meo, in consilio justorum et congregatione. Magna opera Domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates Deus. Yes, and notice that it's exquisita, not exquisita. So, exquisita in omnes, and remember also that in the middle, we'll lengthen the final syllable by we'll double it, let it taper off, it doesn't have to be a strong doubled note, but it wants to be doubled in terms of duration, and then the same double as a pause before you go on, like this. Magna opera Domini, exquisita. So here we do magna.
Magna opera Domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates.
Exquisita. Yes. Good. Excellent. Confessio.
Confessio et magnificentia opus Deus et justitia eius manet in saeculum saeculi. Memoriam feci mirabilium suorum.
Okay. So there's the complex, and you see up there, it's given you suorum even. Suorum, so memoriam.
Memoriam fecit virabilium suorum, misericos et miserator Dominus.
Okay, Dominus, you see, when the ending syllable is open, that is, when it has a vowel at the end, it's not too crucial just exactly where you stop. So,
Magna opera Domini,
somewhere along in there. But when it's an S, or particularly a T, then you have to do it together. Where were we? Dominus.
Misericors et miserator Dominus.
And it's got to be not. Memoriam.
Memoriam. Memoriam fecit mirabilium suorum. Misericors et miserator Dominus. Est condedit in mentibus se. Memor erit in saeculum testamenti sui. Virtutem operum suorum annunciavi populos suo. Ut defilis hereditatem gentium. Opera manum eius veritas et judicium. Fidelia omnia mandata eius, confirmata in saeculum saeculi, facta in veritate et equitate. Redemptionem isi populo suo, mandavit in aeternum testamentum suum. Sanctum est terribile nomen eius, initium sapientiae nimo Domini.
Be careful not to slow down too much at the cadence.
Initium sapientiae timor Domini.
Let it go pretty much. It can be a little bit more deliberate on the last word, but not too much. Yes, question.
An observation. We seem to be, the endings are going down much more than perfect fourth, so we're losing a lot of pitch here.
Uh-huh, okay.
It feels like it's really sliding.
Let's see. Sanctum et, let's see. Let's take a new pitch again then. Anybody with perfect pitch? Okay, thank you. That's where are we now? Sanctum.
Sanctum et terribile nomen eius, initium sapientiae timor Domini.
Yes, that's a good point. It's that low note.
Timor Domini.
So make sure that that note is high enough. Go ahead, intellectus.
Intellectus bonus omnibus facientibus eum, laudatio eius manet in saeculum speculi. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Spiritus Domini,
turn to the motet, which we have to sing.
Are we taking? So we're taking breaks after the flexes, and are we taking a break after the antiphon? after the quarter
yes.
bar on the repeat.
Yes, take a break after the after in the,
on
after
the repeat.
The
okay.
Yes, yeah. Now, O Sacrum Convivium, which is 44.
Excuse me, Professor Mark. I'm sure I'm not the only one who doesn't know this, but what is EUOUAE after all that stuff?
Okay. Look back at your Vespers text, and let's see, what page is that?
163.
And on the psalm, which we just were, and you see the last verse of the psalm is part of the doxology. Glory be to the Father and to the Son. And et in saecula saeculorum, amen, are the last words, and EUOUAE are the vowels of saeculorum, amen. And the reason for that is that sometimes there is a difference. You can have AG star, for instance, in which it's saeculorum, amen. And that saeculorum, amen, then, tells you what that difference is going to be for the psalm. And they use saeculorum, amen, because the reason for the choice of those differences is how they match the repeat of the antiphon. So they use the point at which the repeat is made, and also it's conventionally always the same for every psalm. Now, we'll stop in the video. Yeah. Let's first sing it just on law. And let's see, give us a C.
Are you going to have to do this one now?
I'll beat it in four to begin with.
Oh,
start. Okay. Say the text after me once. O sacrum convivium.
O sacrum convivium.
In quo Christus sumitur.
In quo Christus sumitur.
Yeah, and as you say the text, you're using an Italian pronunciation. Italians don't accent the beginning of a syllable like we do in English. Not o sacrum convivium, but o sacrum convivium. So give it a little bit more of a caress than a punch. So o sacrum convivium.
O sacrum convivium.
Much better, yes. In quo Christus sumitur.
In quo Christus sumitur.
Christus.
Christus.
Yes, let's not get any Christus in there. I still hear some ers. Christus. Christus. Say it.
Christus.
That's better, yes. In quo Christus sumitur.
In quo Christus sumitur.